Son of a... It's podcast time. What's up, everybody? It's B.C. Villanova, born on a morning on October. October 26th, to be exact, which is coming up. Got a birthday, y'all. I'm going to be 30-ish. We'll say that much. But I'm joined here in the studio today with music producer extraordinaire, Mr. Corey Plow.
Hello, everyone. This is the way I normally talk when I'm not podcasting.
And I'm also joined today by a good friend of mine and brother, DJ Abel One.
Hey, everyone. This is also my real voice.
That's how he talks all the time. And Abel's been in a band with me for over 10 years now. Mm. How weird is that?
Crazy.
It's really weird.
Crazy. I feel like I have too.
That's true. Well, and you've been producing our music for over 10 years, for sure.
Yeah.
Because you produced Make Noise, our debut album.
And critiquing for even longer.
Even longer. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's true.
Let's just compress it. We'll compress it.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, and that was quite the show. You lost a drummer mid-show.
I forgot about that. I got a videotape of that. Because you were Anavir, or Nirvana.
Anavirin. It's real original. It's Nirvana backwards.
Well, you were obsessed with Nirvana, so... And you looked like Kurt Cobain a little bit when we were in middle school.
So I had to... Yeah, I was basically a tribute band.
Yeah,
because it was a Nirvana song about a girl is what we actually performed.
Nicely done. Yeah, man. So we've known each other a good while here, you know? And today we're talking about... The Villanova Band has a show October 25th at the Senate in Columbia, South Carolina. And we're celebrating playing over 10 years of music. And in doing so, we're going to celebrate by playing a lot of the songs of our first two records that Corey produced. And Make Noise and Things I Have to Say. We're going to play a lot of old school stuff, a lot of fan favorites. And joining us is Terrence Young.
Yeah.
He's awesome, man. You've recorded him, right?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. And the people that he play with are incredible as well. I mean, we track them live, you know, off the floor in the studio. And, you know, they do one or two takes. And they're learning the songs, in the studio, too. Terrence is like, let's play something kind of like this. And then they're all like, what, you like this? Like this?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that sounds good. And
well, they're all those church players.
Yeah,
they're all badasses.
Yeah,
that's how young Sean is. He's just like... unfairly gifted, you know what I mean? That's just how the church kids are, man. They grow up in that environment, and they're just all badass musicians.
Yeah, so church is unfair.
Church is growing up in church is unfair. Well, I mean, I guess I grew up in church too, sort of. We all did, but our music wasn't like that. You know, that's some real music right there.
That's the first time y'all are playing together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think I saw it in real time happen just about because you posted something. Right, and then you were like, well, we need to play a show together.
But it was kind of secretly like already in the works, but that was just the first public thing, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, it's going to happen soon.
A little publicity stunt.
A little stunt there. We always like to keep our shows real eclectic and entertaining in terms of like the bands that we play with, and we've played with just about every single genre imaginable. So to play with Terrence is going to be awesome. He's like a local legend of funk, jazz, and R&B, and just going to funk it out for our crowd. I hope we don't scare his crowd off, though. That's what I was thinking about, because we rock a little harder than, you know, maybe they're used to, but probably not. I think it's going to be an open-minded, good time. Some of my students that I teach are playing as soon as the doors open, and I'm real proud of those guys. Their ages are like from 14 to 19, and they're badasses. I love them. So we got them and Terrence
Sophia
Young.
Is Sophia playing there or no?
So, she's not playing.
Not that time.
Her boyfriend Jack is the drummer in the band, oddly enough. Yeah,
I didn't know he played.
Yeah, dude, he's really good.
Nice.
These kids are like way cooler than I ever was already. It's ridiculous. It makes me feel kind of pissed, actually. Because like the 14-year-old guitar player is like the best guitar player in town in that band. But
nice.
That I teach, yeah. But yeah, so that's going to be a good night. October 25th, Friday night. It's also a Halloween-inspired event. There's going to be a costume contest, and the event is... co-sponsored by Deceased Farm in Lexington, South Carolina. It's like Lexington's number one haunted attraction. And they've got like a corn maze and just a really cool haunted house. They're going to give us some tickets to give away. They're promoting our event. We're promoting their event. And so that's what we're here to talk about tonight with DJ Abel One and producer Corey Plow. Halloween memories.
Halloween memories.
What kind of Halloween memories do you guys have? If any.
We got nothing.
All right, that's it. Thanks, guys. Good night. No.
good times. Good times.
5 minutes of silence for our pondering of Halloween.
Let's just talk about Michael Jackson again. Let's just talk about Michael Jackson then, because well, no, I'm just kidding. Let's.
That is a scary costume, though.
What? What are you talking about?
Thriller.
When we were in L.A., we right after Mike passed, we saw a couple Michael Jackson impersonators.
Oh yeah,
near the Chinese theater,
dude.
I've
got a picture.
Yeah, that was eerie, and it was really lifelike.
Yep.
Because they were actual living people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
But no, Halloween memories. Let's get to it, man.
Let's get to it.
Let's get in. Let's dive in.
Well, we've been trying to think of memories, and basically what I remember is dressing up as some sort of thing.
You don't remember your costume?
Getting candy. It was some sort of thing. Like, it didn't have a name. It was just, like, some sort of thing. I remember, like, this rubbery, sort of witchy, pale, like, head that I think my dad had.
Like a mask? Like
yeah,
a rubber
some sort
mask?
Of, like, rubber mask. Okay. Yeah, that was just one of them, but... Yeah, I mean, it's nothing eventful other than, like, you just ran around and got candy, and then you got a little bit sick, and that was pretty much it.
That was it. Okay.
And Halloween was always kind of bittersweet for me because I was a diabetic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, so we got a bunch of candy, and then I couldn't eat it, so it was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I felt about it, but I love Halloween.
You just, like, stared at the candy like, I just stared sweet at God, if only I could eat this and not go into a coma.
It was a little bit bittersweet because my first Halloween, I went into a diabetic coma.
That's right. So
didn't you really go into a coma when you were like 8 or something like that?
I did.
October 31st?
It was right near Halloween.
Seriously?
Oddly enough, it was right near Halloween. So.
There's your story right there.
You know, I don't know whether that was, if it was because of Halloween, but...
Odd fact, Houdini died on Halloween.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that anybody cares about that, but just some weird Halloween facts of all the days of the year. That one's supposed to have the thinnest veil between the world of the living and the world of the dead. So you never know what kind of supernatural occurrences are going to go down.
You had a supernatural occurrence on Halloween, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute,
which one are you talking about? Yeah, I've had a couple supernatural occurrences. No, but what a segue.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to set you up.
Yeah, that's great.
A couple of, you know, I don't know what I was going to say.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
So.
It was a different...
All right, let me get my... So I got a couple Halloween stories that I was thinking of, and I was trying to tell you guys earlier, so let me go ahead and tell those real quick. So when the 1988 Batman movie came out with Michael Keaton, I had to have the Batman costume, and I made my mom try to find the most movie-accurate costume possible. So the one that I ended up getting was this adult costume, which the cape was like super long all the way to the ground, but I figured... That's cool because Batman's cape is depicted oftentimes as like super long because essentially it's like a glider. You know what I mean? Like when he goes off a building. Stop looking at me like that, Abel.
I was just looking.
But so I was like a little kid with like an adult cape on. And when I actually got into a car because my dad lived in Coventry in Lexington, South Carolina. And that's like a neighborhood that connects a bunch of neighborhoods. So we trick-or-treated, me and my friends, all those houses. Then we're going to drive to like the next neighborhood over. So when I shut the car door, I shut my cape in the car door, and then it got like stuck in the tire. So as my mom, my neighbor's mom was like driving the car and she drove off, the cape like got caught in the wheel and started choking me. Like the cape was going down. I was like, and my friend Brandon reached her and was like, Brian's choking. Oh my God, like back up. So she had to like put it in reverse and like reverse the cape off my neck. I actually had like red lines on my neck. Look like I got choked, for real.
That's a tough one.
And that's my
Halloween the red line, you could have really embraced that and sort of been like a previously beheaded, but once...
Oh, that's true.
I mean, you could have done some things with it.
That's true.
But you did have the adult cape, which that's not true. It's not a term or a phrase that you hear every day, an adult cape.
Yes, well, I wish I would have held on to it until I actually became an adult, but I have no clue where it is. After I almost got decapitated by it, I probably threw it away. I'm not sure. Or my mom threw it away.
So I do remember there was a time when I was doing, it was some sort of like Halloween fair, and they were doing the bobbing for apples, you know,
thing. So
and I'd never really done the bobbing for apples, but I was willing to try it. And I went down, and when I did, I sucked a lot of water up through my nose and my mouth, and like I almost drowned. But the funny part was, I was dressed up like Aquaman.
Yeah, is this true?
Oh, good God, sir.
What? And this guy was like, I don't have any Halloween stories.
I just remember that.
In the 80s and 90s, costumes were like a plastic mask with a string and then a smock.
Yeah, and then the vinyl smock.
Yeah. So you took that mask off before you went in.
Okay. I had the mask on top of my head. So basically you see like Aquaman's head sticking out of the water like this, and I'm drowning, like fish flopping kind of, like, because I couldn't catch my breath.
The bobbing for apples thing is such an outdated custom. It's so germy and gross, man.
I couldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it now. Yeah. Definitely wouldn't do it now anyway, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it ever. Mm-mm. So
that's weird. I got one more story. So one Halloween story I can remember is we went to this like haunted house, and there was one year that I just became like terrified of everything. I think I had like super anxiety.
This is after you got choked up to death.
Yeah, this is after. I think I don't know actually. I think it was after that.
The source of your anxiety, or
maybe so. Because you probably, Abel, you love horror. Like, you were probably, like, dressed up like Freddy and Pinhead and stuff like that. Yeah. I was always superheroes or, like, He-Man or something like that. But then one year I was like, I'm going as a vampire hunter. Because I was, like, kind of, like, freaked out by everything. And I liked the concept that there could be, like, a monster squad. Kind of like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Attacker of these monsters. So I had, like, a real knife or something like that. Like, some kind of sword and a stake. And I went to this haunted house. They made me, like, take all that stuff out because it's, like, while I was a kid, has, you know, weapons on him. And I went in this house, and I remember it was, like, a strobe light. Every haunted house has to have, like, a strobe light, you know? And it started freaking me out, man. I started having anxiety. So I bounced out of that room, and I like, left the whole haunted house on some side door, and nobody was out there. It was just me. And, like, no kids were out there. Nobody that was, like, working at the haunted house was out there. I was just alone in this, like, desolate little place of the woods. And I was just like, oh, my God, where am I? Help me! You know what I mean? And I was just out there, like, freaking out. Nobody could find me. And then finally, like, once again, the same kids that, like, I was with in the car in the Batman costume, like, this is a different year, they came out and were like, where'd you go, man? I was like, where have you guys been? And they finally found me, but, yeah, I, like, just went. I ran till I was by myself. That was probably, I don't know. That's a scary time.
When was that?
I don't know. Isn't
How old do you think?
A couple years ago?
Probably a couple years ago. It was in the late 80s, early 90s. I can't remember. But I was just so freaked out in a haunted house that I ran out some side door and was by myself as a little kid, dude. You know, nobody could find me. How terrifying is that?
That's very terrifying.
Did you have, like, a legit panic attack, or were you just freaked
out? I think
out?
So. Because that's when I started having anxiety, like real panic attacks. Because, you know, I had this bad when I was a little kid. I had a prescription of Xanax before Xanax was cool.
Damn.
I feel like I could be like a SoundCloud rapper.
How old?
Like a predated that.
Little BC.
I could have been Lil Xan.
A little BC powder.
Little BC.
Yeah.
So, how old were you when you first started taking Xanax?
Probably 10.
That's way too young.
Like, dude, I don't know. I was young, man. Because I remember it made me a burnout in school.
Damn.
Some of my friends thought I smoked pot because I couldn't concentrate because I was always on Xanax. But, I wasn't scared when I was on Xanax. I didn't have anxiety.
Right. I didn't care about nothing.
I didn't care about anything. That's the thing. This is like a little bit deeper of a thought, but I was thinking about this, why I think people like Halloween subconsciously. It kind of forces you to deal with fear because the whole season is about fear and maybe the confrontation of death and that whole thing. And there's something like healing about that. You know what I mean? Some like cathartic thing to like... think about your own mortality a bit, you know?
It's kind of funny that you say that, too, because I had an event like that when I faced one of my fears. I had to wear when I was probably 4, maybe, I don't know, but I had to wear my E.T. costume for, like, 3 weeks after Halloween because it, like, watching the movie had scarred me so bad because, like, that's a heartbreaking story.
Yeah.
E.T., like, I don't know, man, like, I was just, like, an emotional kid, like, Fox and the Hound, E.T. and all that stuff, it really got to me, you know, it really hit me hard in the heart. So I had to wear my ET costume for like 3 weeks, man. Because my mom didn't have the heart to tell me not to wear it anymore because she knew how much the movie had really scarred me.
I never knew that about you.
Yeah,
dude.
So I had to. Wow. I faced my fears with that, though. I think I was able to move past it after.
Well, it was heartbreaking because they treated him terrible.
Terrible.
And then he leaves Elliot forever. There's no ET 2. He's gone forever. He's in the cosmos somewhere.
I'm still waiting on ET 2. It's 2020
They're
almost. Gonna,
they'll do it.
ET 2?
We need ET
2. They'll reach to the bottom of the barrel and grab ET 2.
Bring
somewhere.
Him back. Let's bring him back.
Bring know, back like, old ET there, huh?
Yeah, because he lived. He just had to leave Elliot.
And he could live for a really long period of time, and he's still cool, so he still
yeah, I mean, he's probably still alive, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Could
yeah.
be. Well, the voice actor that played E.T. was like some like 80-year-old woman that smoked cigarettes constantly, and I think Spielberg...
E.T. kind of looked like an 80-year-old woman that smoked cigarettes constantly.
Yeah. That's what I heard anyway.
Dressed up like a woman.
You guys
woman.
Could That's fact true. Check me, but I'm pretty sure I heard that Spielberg liked the way she talked. She was like, E.T. phone home.
I like the way you talk.
She's probably... She was Sling Blade.
I like the
she
way
really,
you
She's probably really sick, but...
I mean,
something crazy there.
Wheezy talking about, I don't have any Halloween stories, and he's got.
I know, man.
That's
some life shaping stories,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you know, like you start going through the mental Rolodex and thinking about things, and it's just all these memories start jarring, and, you know.
Yeah.
Coming back to face some of my fears, maybe I've kind of pushed to the side.
It's the Halloween season, man. It's time to do it, you know? That's why when you go to a haunted house, it's like you get scared and then you laugh. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Well, probably you get endorphins and a rush of that kind of thing, too.
Right.
And you get that, like, adrenaline, that flight or fight, right. And then you realize, oh, it's all just make-believe, so it's fun. But also, I think there's something deeper to it where it is, like, you're going to die one day. Like, this is the season to confront it and think about
it. It's
always
kind of the elephant in the room. It's the thing that we all know is going to happen, but we never really want to talk about it. But I'm sure a lot of people, especially artists, and not just artists, but we spend way too much time probably dwelling on the fact that the finality of it all and the inevitability of it all.
And what's your legacy?
And it is a pretty scary thing. And I guess the hope is to, the more we face it, the more that maybe we'll be comfortable enough to deal with it when the time comes. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So maybe that's...
And fall's sort of that time of year that's like the... transitional period, and you know, the trees die and things like that, and it kind of maybe brings that more into the forefront of everything.
Yeah, and there's the days are shorter, less vitamin D, so you're naturally going to be more depressed.
There you go.
So it brings on those sad moods.
Well, this has been really cheerful. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed our podcast.
Depressing Halloween podcast. No, but it is. It's something to think about. But good call. Very good call on that.
Wish, you know, and had some less depressing stories.
You wore the ET costume for 3 weeks. Corey's dealing with
candy.
Corey had candy.
At least Corey got to eat candy. Yeah,
his Halloween sounded great. I mean, they sounded like...
I haven't developed any sort of diabetes. I mean, it was a pretty...
Diabetes. Why do they call it diabetes? You know.
It's because the dude...
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, but why does he call it diabetes?
That's just the way he
pronounced it. So,
you know that someone made a guitar pedal? It's called Diabetes, and it's got his face on it.
Oh, son of a...
That's pretty awesome. I didn't know that. But
you could be looking it up right now and putting it on the...
I'm not even using your laptop.
Jamie,
I wasn't connected.
Oh.
I wasn't even connected. I was sitting
there. Yeah, look it up. It's pretty cool. I want it just... I don't even care what it sounds like. I just want it.
Just the diabetes pedal?
Yeah.
That'd be dope. Well, so just to kind of wrap this up a little bit, you guys, October 25th, Columbia, South Carolina, the Villanova Band celebrates over 10 years of making music, 10 years of Corey Plow producing our stuff, and DJ Able One playing some turntables and keys and beats and the whole shebang. We're playing
backup harmonies and stuff.
Backup harmonies. You've never sang backup harmonies.
I've never sang backup harmonies. I have in the van and stuff.
I would let you, but it's just, I think when people, when you get a mic, just people think it's like funny.
Yeah. I did sing Family Tradition at one time when we were at the beach, remember? It was at the, I can't remember where it was, it was some music venue there at the beach that we played at, and it was, and I actually got up there and did, I don't remember if I did a sound check or the actual show.
Well, if we were doing that song, obviously we weren't in the best state of mind, I mean, I'm sure, because I don't even remember it, so.
But that still didn't matter if it was sound check or the show, you know.
People still probably laughed.
I'm sure they
did. It was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Good times, good times. I mean, we enjoyed it.
Good times, yes.
Good times, good times.
Yes. So, yes. So, October 25th, Friday, it's a Halloween-inspired and themed event. There's a costume contest. The winner gets a prize package, including tickets to Lexington's number one haunted attraction, Deceased Farm. So, come out. Come check us out. Come check out Terrence Young. Come check out my students opening up.
Come bob for apples.
Come bob for apples.
Bring your favorite Hollyweed.
Bring your Hollyweed.
Hollywood. Hollyweed story.
Bring your Halloween. Batman costume and get it run over by a tire and almost, you know, get decapitated. And also go into a haunted house and run out of it by yourself in the woods. Have panic attacks. And we'll see you guys next time.
Sounds like a plan.
That's a terrible outro.
It works.
That's a terrible outro.
See y'all in the Senate.
The Senate. October 25th.
Formerly the Music Farm.
Yep. Formerly the Music Farm.
Right beside something.
It's a great place, man. They got a lot of great acts coming there. Did you say it was right beside something?
Right beside something.
My brain just shut off for a second. I can't remember the name of the place.
Tin Roof. That's it.
No disrespect. I just could not. My brain went sideways.
Right across the Capitol building right there. You know? Booyah.
I think it's already... Get close to getting sold out, too, so come on.
Something like that. Yeah, man. All right, you guys. Everybody have a good night, and we'll talk to you real soon. Peace.